From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Indiana's education chief lost his job in last month's election. Now he says he'd like another job, the same position here in Florida. And Tony Bennett says he has applied. State Impact Florida's John O'Connor reports Bennett has an ally, a mentor of sorts, in former Governor Jeb Bush.
Tony Bennett first met Jeb Bush after winning election as Indiana's superintendent of public instruction 4 years ago. Since then, Bennett has taken education policies Bush first tried in Florida and brought them to Indiana. Those ideas are often called the Florida model. Now Bennett says he's applied to become Florida's education commissioner. Last spring, he told State Impact Florida he's familiar with Florida education issues.
But I think Indiana was the first state to really adopt the Florida model. You know, I would say to you that there are probably very few, if any, states that are as closely aligned to the Florida model as Indiana.
About 50 people have applied for the Florida job. Gerard Robinson resigned as commissioner in July. The State Board of Education will interview applicants later this month and choose his successor. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
The drug war has been going deeper under the surface as South American drug traffickers use submarines to sneak illegal drugs into the U.S. These are high-tech submarines that carry large amounts of cocaine. They're on par with those in the Colombian Navy. Jim Wiss writes about Latin America for the Miami Herald. He's been in Colombia reporting on this story. He says a stretch of the country's Pacific coast has become the Silicon Valley of narco innovation.
And the fact that they're building these things essentially in the middle of the jungle where they have to, you know, bring in their own power supply, it's a pretty amazing. And it kind of speaks to the fact that these narco-trafficking groups are really well-funded. I mean, the one submarine that they found here not too long ago, authorities estimate that it cost anywhere between $2 and $3 million to build. So these are not small operations.
Smugglers have been using smaller subs for years, but these full-fledged submarines are relatively new. Colombia remains the largest supplier of cocaine to the U.S. More than 80 tons has been seized along Colombia's Pacific coast this year. The Knight Foundation is providing $23 million more to support the arts in South Florida. The arts charity is giving $14 million for seven institutions and $9 million to keep the Knight Arts Challenge going for another 3 years. Alberto Ibarguen is the group's president and CEO.
It's a recognition of what is happening in Miami. Our insight, our perception of one of the things that is driving our community is that art is everywhere.
The Miami-based foundation has provided $86 million in gifts over the past 6 years. We'd love to hear your feedback on these stories. First, you have to follow us on Twitter, at WLRN, and then just tweet us your thoughts. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?